we can make our photos like totally old and outdated in Photoshop, and this is really cool. This is actually the after photo right here. This is what it used to look like, okay? Let me go ahead and show you how to do this. I'm just going to go ahead and minimize this right here and just bring this over here. There we go. Okay, the first thing you're going to want to do is actually desaturate the image, okay? Let's go ahead and desaturate it. Remove all the color in the image, first thing. I'm going to come up here to Image, Adjustments, and come down here to Desaturate. Go ahead and blow it out. Next, come right up here to Image, Adjustments, and come down here to Curves. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and lighten it up a little bit with the Curves dialog. Let's go ahead and brighten it up a little bit, get that old overexposed look on our photo. This is totally cool. I'm going to go ahead and I'm almost like a mid-curve, just about like you see there. And as soon as I got it like about that, I'm just going to go ahead and click OK. Next, we're going to add a sepia toning effect over the photo, because all old photos have that sepia tone effect. This is really easy to do. Just come up here to Image, Adjustments, come down here to Photo Filter. Okay, the photo filter has a really cool sepia tone filter. Click on this little menu right here and come right down here to Sepia. And just turn that up to about 60. That looks pretty good, maybe a little over 60, 65 around there. And there you go, and just go ahead and click OK. Next, to really get that grain, that totally bleached out, blotched look, come right up here to Filter, come down here to Artistic, and then select Film Grain right here, okay? Check this out. Look at this. Check this out. This is totally cool. All right, check this out. Here we can add all the grain, the highlights and stuff, and the intensity of the highlights. We have a lot of control here for film grain, okay? Just come in here, and for the grain, let's go ahead and add about number 4. For the grain, okay? Check this out. You can add a little less if you want, and you can see the preview right over here, okay? You can see this is before, and this is after, okay? And for the highlight area, let's go ahead and just enter in about 4 there, okay? You can turn up a little more if you want, and want a little more of a washed out look or whatever. You can go ahead and turn that up, and so I'm just going to turn that back down to about 4. And for the intensity, we can leave that at about 2, okay? You can go a little higher if you want, totally wash it out. But I'm going to go ahead and leave it right there, and then just come up here and just click OK. There we go, and check it out. But I want to show you this really other cool thing to add this totally faded look to the photo. Okay, you got to check this out. Go over to the Layers palette and just create a new layer. Come down here to the New Layer icon and just create a new layer, just like that. And then what I want you to do, I want you to make sure the foreground and background color, the foreground color is white, and make sure the background is black. And just to make extra sure, you can actually just press D and X on the keyboard just to make sure that's white and then the background is black, okay? And after you have that, just come right up here to Filter, come down here to Render, and select Clouds. There you go. And the clouds will come up like that. After you do this, come right over to the Layers palette, and from the Layer Blending Modes menu right here, select Soft Light. And check that out. It just blends it right over there, totally fading it and everything. But let me show you something else. After you do that, come right up here to Image, come down here to Adjustments, select our good old friend Levels, and we can actually make it look even more faded. Just grab this little white slider right here and move that to the left a little bit. And check this out. Look at that. That's cool. Check that out. I like that. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. So those are some ways we could totally make our photo look wiped out and old, faded, just washed out. And so try that on some of the photos you have, and just it's just totally cool. So there you go.